From Kikitan Village to National Treasure, this is Hampton's Hidden History.
I'm Dr. Helen Roundtree. The Indians didn't stay in their towns all year long. They went to fishing camps and they went to hunting camps. It gave the English the impression that the Indians were not using the land. That became a justification for a takeover. So much of their prime farmland along the James had been taken over by the English that enough anger had mounted. In March 1622, there occurred what historians have traditionally called the massacre. It was, in fact, one of several massacres. Indians did some of them, and English did some of them. And the most violent takeover anywhere in Virginia happened at Hampton. The worst places hit were in the James River Valley. Multiple Virginia Indian tribes coordinating an attack on the English. Ironically, there were already young Indian people who had moved in with English families. Those people gave warning about what was coming to the English. So the situation was very, very complicated. Killing of women and children was something that the English did teach the Indians of this region, and it had to do with getting each side angry enough at the others that they began to do this.
Hampton's Hidden History is made possible by a gift from Susan Bentley Joseph. For more information, visit whro.org.